This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:22, and that means that it's time for us to get you updated on the world of politics and what's going on in the lives of Michael Kelly.
Good morning.
And John Hancock.
Hey there.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for being here on a lovely, lovely, chilly morning.
Sunshine, finally.
You know, I was thinking about how Americans generally don't pay very much attention to what's going on outside of the United States, but we tend to think we're the only ones going through weirdness and political turmoil, and yet, if you look at Germany's governing coalition collapse last month, yep. France is in turmoil right now. Their government is collapsing. South Korea, the president declares martial law. Now they're trying to oust him. What's happening? What is going on around the world with all this political unrest?
Well, it's crazy out there. You know, you do have a good chunk of the democratized world following this kind of hard right nationalistic movement. The same thing we're seeing here in the United States is playing out in much of the rest of the world. It's an interesting time. And that's a trend that's been here for the better part of a decade now. And it's a worldwide phenomenon.
It also feels like there's like a shift in humanity going on, because it's, even though our differences are vast between Korea and America, it sounds like they're dealing with some of the same stuff. And maybe it's this digital world, this new economy. I don't know, but something's happening in humanity.
Well, what do you think the lure is? What's the attraction, John, for this hard right, as you put it?
Movement? Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are dissatisfied with government generally. And, you know, government is not the most popular entity on the face of the earth, and I think you're seeing a lot of that frustration that people have playing itself out in the way they're doing their politics.
Here, when we get closer to home, we're hearing ideas like people can't get their Social Security until they're 75, or doing away with Medicare because we need to save money and make government more efficient. Do you think that, you know, people generally were voting for these ideas? What were they voting for?
No, they weren't voting for that. And I don't think Donald Trump's going to cut Social Security. And I don't think I wouldn't expect he would touch Medicare either.
I do think that's Elon's idea.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, at some point that would have to make its way through Congress, and that's just not going to happen. So, you know, the whole this Department of Government Efficiency, when you step back and look at what you're actually able to control in terms of federal spending, if you don't touch those entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. It's a very small, it's maybe a fourth of the total budget of the U.S. every year that's non-defense discretionary spending. Now, you can cut defense, I suppose. Wouldn't advise it, but you could. And then it's everything else the government does is in that 25% of the pie. And, you know, this idea that you're going to save $2 trillion in spending annually is ridiculous. But I do think there are efficiencies that can be found in the way the federal government works. It's a massive bureaucracy. And, you know, I wish them well. I hope they do find some legitimate cuts.
But the former president-elect, the president-elect, the former president, whatever we call him, you know, he had said, hey, I'm going to cut taxes and we're going to cut spending and we're going to bring down the debt. And I don't see a pathway to doing that with sure, you can make all the cuts. John just explained the hurdles to finding real money. And then when it relates to they're going to implement these tax cuts, I don't see how they're going to fix this debt problem. I mean, the reality of dealing with our debt problem is going to have to be cutting and raising revenue, which is what we did in the 90s when we balanced the budget for 4 years and Bill Clinton raised taxes. And that will be interesting to see how that shakes out. I think that's going to be a promise that neither President Trump or Elon Musk can deliver on.
In about a month, the Missouri legislature gets back to work. We have a governor-elect, different people in the state Senate and House. Is anything going to be different in terms of bills that get passed in the next session?
I think so. You know, the year for governing is always the first year after a gubernatorial election, particularly when a new governor takes office. And so I think you're going to see real and significant crime package go through the General Assembly. I think it'll pass. And, you know, looking forward to hearing what our new governor outlines in his inaugural address and in his State of the State message that comes up later next month.
And I think the real question is, what is the remnants of this freedom coalition that existed inside the Republican Party that was such an obstructionist group last time? You know, of course, Bill Igel and Bob Onder are gone, but there's still some of that there. What kind of role does that play? Is Mike Kehoe able to have a fresh reset in Jefferson City? And then, you know, the reality is I would suspect Scott this year and probably for the foreseeable future, the number one issue that will dominate the headlines out of Jefferson City is abortion. We just saw the huge bill passed by the voters, and now we're going to see the chip away take place at it. And I would suspect that's where all the drama and excitement, I guess, if you're, you know, wanting to see where the fight is going to take place.
That is Michael Kelly along with John Hancock. I'm Debbie Monterey with Scott Jagow. It's 8:28, and you'll hear more from Hancock and Kelly after your news at the bottom of the hour.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.